hand it over to William.
Thanks, Kelly. Good morning, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Sweet. I changed my headphones because there's some discussion going on upstairs, and I was worried that it might get caught in the computer's audio, but hopefully you won't hear it in the headphones. But today I'm going to be giving the talk. And I think I'll start with something that at least I got a kick out of. Last night when I was kind of deciding, or I was trying to decide, I didn't decide until this morning what I would speak about, but I was thinking, man, it would be really nice if I had like a cool dream that would really help me sort things out. And I did have a dream, but it was complete nonsense. It was like this post-apocalyptic world where you had to use seagulls as gas, like birds, actual birds as gas tanks. It was very strange. And I won't talk about that much of my Zen thread talk, but that just made me laugh a little bit. Instead, what I am going to talk about is the question of how do we treat ourselves? And that takes a few forms. The first is, how do we treat ourselves like emotionally? You know, do we get down on ourselves? And then the second is, how do we treat ourselves? Like, how do you actually give yourself a gift? What does that look like for you? But that's kind of what I think I'm going to talk about. It might, again, I decided this morning, so we'll see how it goes. And I'll start with, as some of you know, I'm going to be staying in a monastery this summer for 2 months. So I leave in about a week. And I'm really excited about it, but it wasn't what I was originally going to do for the summer. I was originally going to try to find a computer science job, some sort of internship. But the reason I ended up writing to the Crestone Mountain Zen Center and asking them if I could stay with them was because pandemic school has just been tough. You know, it's been a lot of online, on the computer. And just over time, I've realized that right now I can't do that. So that was my first instance of, you know, I need to treat myself in a way that allows me to succeed. And being online, working on, you know, computer programming is against that in a very big way. It would have been pretty miserable for me. So then I decided that I was going to stay at a monastery, and I was thinking I was going to speak a lot about on that today, and talking about, you know, what it means for me to go stay there. But yesterday, I'm in Montana right now. This is a family trip. That's why everyone's making noise upstairs. But yesterday, I went on a long, long hike. And it's funny that Sarah offered the koan that ended in, I think it was like, she goes off into endless mountains, or into endless mountains, I go. I don't remember it exactly. But that's what I did a little bit yesterday. I decided to try out my hip. I don't know if you guys know, but I've had hip problems for a while now. But everything went super smoothly. So I walked for about 10 miles in and 10 miles out. So a very, very long day. And along the way, there was one point where I was listening to music, because in Montana, bears are kind of an issue. So you have to make a lot of noise so no bears get spooked if you don't kind of like sneak up on them. You have to let them know that you're coming. So I would listen to music and kind of sing along really loud and funny. It was always awkward when I would come across someone on the trail. But a song came on by Paul Simon called, I think it was called Run Your Body Down. And it's the song basically is, you know, Paul Simon goes into the doctor and the doctor says, you know, you're totally fine. But then the doctor follows that up with, Paul, you know, how long do you think you can keep doing what you're doing and running your body down? Like, how much time do you really think that you have left on that body, treating it the way that you are? And so that was what got me thinking really about how do I treat myself? You know, because on a day-to-day level, that's really important, for sure. That's just a practical thing that's super important. If you get down on yourself, obviously it makes life really hard. But on a Zen level as well, how do I treat myself in meditation? You know, what am I saying to myself when I notice I'm kind of, you know, thinking about the Zen Threads talk I have to give that day, and I'm trying to focus on my breath? Like, what are the things I'm saying to me? And, you know, hopefully they're the way that I treat my friends when I'm trying to guide them in meditation. So that was something I was thinking about, was, when I try to help my friends meditate, when I talk to them about, here's how you do it, here's kind of the situation of meditation, I always say, like, don't worry about it. No one knows how to meditate correctly. If you're thinking the whole time, you're thinking the whole time, and that's the way that it is. But, you know, come back to the breath, be really gentle with yourself. And sometimes I'm not that way with myself. You know, sometimes that's not the things that I'm saying to me. Sometimes I'm thinking, man, this meditation is really bad. but that's just the way that it is. And yeah, so almost as important as what you're doing, or even more important in meditation, seems to be the attitude with which you approach it. And taking the attitude of a friend, trying to take care of yourself and show yourself how to meditate. That was helpful for me today, at least. There was one more thing I wanted to talk about. Shoot, well, it's not coming to me right now, but yeah, I guess it was a little bit rambling today and a little bit short for sure, this talk, but I am really curious. What do you guys think of that question? How do I treat myself? How do I, you know, how do I talk to myself during meditation? And I'm also really curious how you guys think that might tie into the koan that Sarah offered today. Because I was thinking about that, but I couldn't really come up with a whole lot. So thank you all so much. It's always lovely meditating with you.
Thank you, William.